Let's start at the beginning with making things official and executing the services agreement, SA, between your organization and MFF. During August and September, you work with an MFF program manager to develop a scope of work and budget, which are key pieces of the services agreement. Once Michigan's SNAP Ed Plan of Work is approved by USDA FNS, MFF signs our own contract with MDHHS, and you have a finalized scope of work and budget. We are then able to begin the service agreement execution process with you all. Your services agreement will be issued electronically to your authorized organization representative for signature, and it needs to be fully executed, signed by both your organization and MFF, by October 31st. The services agreement comes in a package and consists of the main agreement template and 5 attachments. Attachments 1 and 2 are your scope of work and budget. The other attachments are a contact list of key personnel at your org and MFF, a list of key reporting due dates, and an invoice signer authorization form where 2 people from your organization are designated to be the authorized signers of monthly invoices. We also request some required documentation from your organization as part of the contract execution process. If your organization will be recovering indirect costs, you will need to submit your indirect cost documentation. For example, your federal NICRA, State Negotiated Indirect Cost Rate, Cost Allocation Plan, or De Minimis Certification. Insurances or Certificate of Insurances, for example, cybersecurity, workers' compensation, liability insurance, etc. Financials, for example, financial statement or external audit. Hourly and fringe calculation worksheet, which provides transparency on how your organization calculates hourly and fringe rates. And background check assurance, which assures you agree to conduct background checks for anyone with direct contact with program participants. Please note that in order for MFF to fully execute the services agreement, we not only need the agreement to be signed by your authorized organization representative, but we also need to have all the required documents in-house by October 31st.